From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The state of Florida is going to court to try to recoup millions of taxpayer dollars given to a visual effects company that went bust. The lawsuit was filed against Digital Domain Media Group yesterday in St. Lucie County. The company had promised to create about 500 jobs at a Port St. Lucie animation studio and a West Palm Beach film school, but it filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The lawsuit contends Digital Domain defrauded the state out of $20 million in seed money by misrepresenting its debt problems. The company also got $62 million in funding from St. Lucie and Palm Beach counties. Digital Domain shutdown resulted in nearly 300 people losing their jobs. Keep energy efficiency programs in Florida just as they are. That's the message to state regulators from a candidate for Florida Attorney General. The Florida Public Service Commission this week is considering a request from the state's power companies to reduce their energy conservation programs. George Sheldon is a Democratic lawmaker running for Attorney General. He's calling on the PSC to keep Florida's energy efficiency programs at current levels. Sheldon helped pass Florida's energy conservation program back in 1980.
They need to include the public in these kind of hearings. To say we're going to have a hearing and it's too technical for customers to be engaged in, I think is wrong.
Sheldon says it appears Florida's power companies want to stop helping consumers reduce their energy bills so that customers will buy more power from them in the years ahead. He also told reporters that as the state's top lawyer, he would intervene for consumers in utility cases. The PSC hearing is expected to conclude today with a ruling to come in the fall. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. And now here's Paul Leary.